Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Here we go, guys. Get ready for this massive snowstorm that's rolling into the Mile High City. I was just outside in Lone Tree, and it's raining like crazy out there.
Yeah.
It's coming down. You can hear it on the roof.
It is soggy.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't like it.
I don't like it one bit. It's going to be turning into snow a little bit later. I saw right around noon. I think it's making the shift. And they're saying about 3 inches in town, and then overnight it's going to freeze and get a little worse, and it's just going to get nasty.
Yeah.
The totals are kind of all over the place, too. I saw a total of 8 now this morning in the city, and it was like 10 to 15 yesterday on another site. Down south, they don't really have a concrete number as well.
But it's a lot.
I'm seeing like 11 to 12 down south.
Yeah, the southern part's supposed to get hit the worst, and it just has me all kinds of nervous.
Why are you so nervous?
I just get nervous because, like, it is hard for people to drive in this stuff sometimes, especially because we haven't had a whole lot of winter, and I thought winter was done and over with, like, packed away my winter clothes, my winter jackets, and everything. So, like, I'm not in that winter driving mode anymore, and I know a lot of people do the same thing.
So you think you forget after a while?
I think I forget. I think it takes, well, you remember, like, that first snow of the year, like, everybody drives crazy because you forget, and then it gets you a little bit, you know, it takes you a little bit to get into it and remember that, you know. You got to drive a certain way, give people extra room, drive slower.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so everybody, I feel like, needs that reminder. And this winter kind of storm just hit us out of nowhere. And now I'm like just genuinely worried about everybody. Like, I'm worried about you driving in. I'm worried about Josh driving in. I'm constantly checking my location
for my child.
I've lived
here my whole life. I've been driving here for many years.
I still worry. I worry when these late little winter storms come out. Like, God,
do you want to put like
the
little
time?
Do you want an AirPod or what's those AirTags on me?
I know,
one of those
right?
on me so
put
you can track me tomorrow.
I think I might.
Like, Jeremy's in a ditch.
Exactly. You never know.
He's spun out.
It makes me so worried. Like, my mom comes out in full force when these late winter storms hit, just because, again, I don't think. Like,
that
I know it makes
move,
me anxious, so I'm just anxious for everybody. I'm
make
like,
sure you put some
you know,
cat litter in your car.
Hydroplaning's a real thing. Like, it actually happens to people.
Pack
so
some
I just want to make sure. Yeah, have a blanket in your car just in case.
Hey, you know what? I had to search around the garage to find my snow brush and throw it back in the car because I'd already taken that out. I had to go dig the shovels out of my shed
because
I had put those up. And then I had removed netting from some of my trees that I put over the winter because they sag really bad, you know.
Yes.
And I went back out yesterday and put the netting back up on the trees because I didn't want any snapped limbs.
Well, yeah, that and they're sucks. Saying, like, this storm in particular is supposed to be very heavy, very cement-like.
Yeah, I keep
is
hearing
what they're
cement.
Calling it. I've never heard that with snow before. Like,
heavy.
A description for the snow, cement-like.
I know, you start thinking about the roof on your house. What? You're like, how much pressure can this thing take?
And they've said, like, power outages could happen, as you said already.
Yeah, charge
limbs.
Your, like, extra battery packs at home if you have them. Get your flashlights ready just in case.
Some
maybe
candles in case you
candles,
don't have them. Like,
get some coolers ready.
Things could happen tonight.
Although, it's probably going to be one of these typical things where it's like, it just blows past us.
But you don't know, and that's what worries me. Like,
you don't
it has
know.
Me, like, I didn't sleep well last night because I kept thinking, I was just like, has it started yet? Is it going to be, is it affecting my drive-in? Into my work, my 2 mile drive into work.
That's
that
the thing. It's like you could ride your bike here and be fine. You can get on an electric scooter and.
I did that on purpose, just in case, you know, winter may get in storm came about and I needed to
I
get
am
here.
The one you got to worry about because I am down south. I'm right on the foothills there and we get punched in the pills every time.
You do.
I probably just won't come in tomorrow.
No, you're going to have to come in, but I want you to know I will be worried
for you.
I'll
be sleeping in.
Right.
I'm going to give you a heads up right now. I'm not coming in tomorrow. You're 2 minutes away.
That's not how it works.
You can play Justin Timberlake by yourself tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Real quick, with this gigantic snowstorm rolling in, like, right now, the snow, the rain, the craziness for the next 72 hours or whatever, 48 hours, I was standing out on my driveway yesterday, and this guy's going door to door. And I'm like, here we go. And I was like, he saw me. You know, we made eye contact. I couldn't sneak in. I was like, damn it. Hey, sir, how you doing today? I'm like, I'm fine. And I think that's how I said it. I'm fine. I'm just in the neighborhood with my crew. We're going to be out here the next couple days. And what we'd like to do is clean your windows. We're a window cleaning company, and we're out here in the next couple days, and we're going to get your windows spot free. And I looked at him, and the only thing I said was, boy, did you pick a bad week to do this.
Right? Like, they're going to get dirty immediately with this storm.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, well, it, you know, they're, it was a lot of that.
Yeah.
I was like, no, thanks, I'm good.
Not going to happen,
you know,
sir.
And I sent him on his way. And then, like, one last ditch resort after his whole spiel, he turned around and said, what do you do now to your windows? And I go, I leave them like they are. See you later.
Look good to me.
You know, the rain cleans them, actually. Yeah, like, that's usually how it works.
They just sit like they are now, sir. I look through dirty windows and life is just fine for me. So, why did you pick a bad week, you dork?
Yeah, right? Door to door.
He looked a little stressed, Katie.
Oh, I've got the thing.
Wow,
look
at this segue.
I've got just the thing for him. And we can thank Japanese scientists who found this point in the body. They tested 500 people and looked for a place in the body that you can press it and it releases cortisol and slows the cell aging in your body.
Come here, I'll show you where to press.
No, I know where to press.
Darn. Come here, I'll show you.
But here's the thing. They say if your cortisol's through the roof, that's the big thing. I mean, you hear that word so much.
High cortisol,
it's such a buzz trendy word, right? And they say if you have constant stress, you're aging faster, you have chronic fatigue. Well, we say radio, but that is life.
It's every job.
It really is. I mean,
I posted a stat on my Instagram just like a day or so ago that said 60% of American workers are burnout.
Yeah.
We've all got burnout right now.
Yes.
So everybody's got stress.
Well, we're all looking for that quick fix, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what this Japanese study found is that pills don't help. Meditation feels useless, right? And vacation works for like 3 days and then you're right back to that stress level you had before you left, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they're saying that they've looked for 20 years at three different acupuncture points in this study. And again, they looked at 500 different people. So they were looking for the one pressure point that could instantly lower your stress. And it actually works, right? So here's the thing.
Upper body, lower body.
Upper body. Upper body. Takes 30 seconds.
Above the shoulders?
Nope.
Above the belly button?
Nope.
Above the eyebrows?
Kind
of. Is it right here in the...
In between. It is your third eye, you know, the bridge of your nose right there. The third eye in Chinese medicine is called the yin tang point.
I know.
So
I'm
right
a fan
here,
of my yin tang point.
Okay.
So if I get headaches or anything,
between the eyebrows right there. Yeah,
like right there.
Right
so
there.
I'll take and I'll just pinch.
Yeah.
You just sit there and pinch. And you can feel the pressure like throughout... It like moves throughout your head and into your body. I'm not even joking. I'm a fan of pressing that spot.
Okay.
Like you pinch it.
And they're saying like specifically if you want the way that they did this in the study where it works the best, it is you sit up straight and you close your eyes and then use your middle finger and press that spot between your eyebrows. Not too hard, but firm enough to feel it and then breathe slowly and deeply. So you count to 30 seconds and you do it like when stress hits, before an important meeting, after an argument, or when you just feel shaken inside. It works instantly. I mean, and here's the thing. Why don't doctors talk about it? Because it's free and you can't sell it. That's
can't
why.
Bill 'em.
Exactly. So I just feel like it's such an important thing to remember.
Hold on, I'm
mindfulness.
Gonna press it right now. Let me sit
and just things that we can do for ourselves. Like you don't need a pill for anything, right? You can do this free anywhere.
You gotta use your middle finger though?
You know, they say I think it's because it's like the middle of your hand, so you get the best pressure there.
Very
it's centered.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Does this look
Take you can
a picture
make fun of
me.
It all you want.
I'm
but
not making
it
fun.
It really does work.
I'm flipping you off right now.
It's fine. Like they say, a strong person controls their state. They don't become a hostage to stress. And I think that a lot
of us powerful.
Well, because a lot of us feel like when we get worked up like that, there's nothing we can do and that's gonna last forever. And that's just not the case. Something that we can say 100% of the time is that this too shall pass. I mean, that saying is completely
can I use
true.
Two fingers?
I'm really trying to be serious
here.
You are not helping.
Take a picture
Katie,
of
Katie, hold on. You need to do it really quickly.
Know,
take
really
30 seconds.
Do it back.
Like,
do it back.
Let me do it. No.
I mean, it feels real. I mean, it feels
just
real.
Take a deep
good.
Breath.
Hold on. I'm pressing
you take
this.
Take a deep old
I'm
breath.
Pressing this. Oh my
but
God. It feels good.
A big reason is because.
Katie, come press it for me.
No. Steve, press your own point. It doesn't, like they say, stress doesn't start in our mind. Until it starts in Jeremy our nervous system. I know. But your thoughts follow your body you can calm your signal.
I'm calming it right now.
And your mind. Like, that's the thing. You calm this signal and your mind is going to obey you.
Yeah.
It's not going to get all worked up.
Obey me, mind.
Going. And yes. I mean,
who's your daddy,
again,
mind?
You make fun.
I'm not making fun right now.
People
it feels really good.
Most people try to really think good. Their way out of stress. And
that doesn't help
it
at all.
It does not help. You overthink. You make it worse. And so it's a biological first. You really have to get in there and reset.
This is great, Dr.
I like this. This is good, Katie.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Your body is just waiting for that message. You are safe.
I'm getting the message right now.
I like it.
So thank you. All right. So I just thought that that could help
people.
What
if I use my thumb? Oh, my God. Oh. The thumb is better. The thumb is so much better.
You like your thumb over the middle finger?
Oh, wow.
That's good for you.
I got to go have a cigarette.
Was it good
I don't
for
even
you?
Smoke. Oh, baby. Oh.
Yeah.
Just give me a minute.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
How about those outfits at the Met Gala?
Hey. Yeah, there were some good looks from last night. The purpose of the Met Gala is for you to remember the outfits from the night before. Like, do any stand out to you? Do you remember any without having to go back and look? Some Josh and I were talking about off the air, Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny did a
great
job.
Like he was 72.
Wow. Yeah, he just did the whole aging process. So his getup was he aged himself to look like he was in his 70s. And people didn't even recognize him. But they're like, how neat. Because the theme was fashion is art. And so you know who I loved? Do you know who I absolutely loved? Sabrina Carpenter. Did you see hers?
Can't say that I did.
What she did is she took film from like a movie from the 1950s called Sabrina, and they made it into a dress. The actual film from that movie, they formed into a dress, and it was beautiful.
Oh, she looks cute.
It's such a pretty dress, but you can see the film on it, like the old school film that they used to have to develop, and it was just such a neat look, and it stood out from everybody else. Both the Jenner sisters had on looks that were revealing. They looked like they were naked, and that's completely on brand with them, but they also looked like they were wearing their sister's brand Skims, so they were supportive as well. Heidi Klum showed up as a statue, so hers stood out.
That
to
one
me.
Was creepy.
It was a little creepy, but again, it's not about like who looks the best, it's who's outfit is remembered, and I think they did a good job pulling that off last night, and a few are sticking with me this morning, so I like the Met Gala looks.
Is it gala or gala?
I don't know. I hear people say it different all the time. And
I've always heard Met Gala.
When I say Met Gala, I feel stupid because then someone comes up all fancy looking, and they're like, at the gala last
night. Let's go to the gala.
Oh, man. So I don't know. I don't know how you say it, but I did like the looks. I did.
A lot of no eyebrows looks.
I
don't like that.
I like the no eyebrows. That scares me. It reminds me of the Scary Stories books, that old lady who sits at the bottom of your bed without the eyebrows. That's what it reminds me of every single time. But outside of that, fashion is art, Jeremy.
Dolly Parton has canceled her Las Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace.
I don't know why.
Citing ongoing health challenges that required some continued treatment. For years and years, I've poked fun at the oversaturation of Dolly Parton.
Yeah, but...
But it comes from a place of love.
Yeah, we don't like this.
So to hear this is kind of getting me down in the dumps because, I mean, all jokes aside, she is an incredible national treasure and sweetheart. Here she is talking about it.
The good news is I'm responding really well to meds and treatments, and I'm improving every day. Now, the bad news is it's going to take me a little while before I'm up to stage performance level. Just think of me as like an old classic car that once restored can be better than ever. On a more serious note, I am truly sorry that I'm going to miss all of you that had tickets to see me in Las Vegas. Well, you get on to Vegas, and you have a big time, and hopefully... sometime you'll come up to New York and maybe see my show.
Why does that make me so sad?
I know.
Like she sounds so sweet and sad and frail.
You like everything I said about you, I was kidding.
No, I'm still spot on. Dolly Parton is oversaturated. She is everywhere. But, you know, we all want her to live a very long, healthy life.
Of course we do.
So that is a bummer. Makes me sad. From Dolly to Brit. Brittany entered a guilty plea to a misdemeanor driving under the influence charge. during yesterday's court appearance. She did that so she avoided jail time. So she's, what was it called? A wet reckless charge. What a weird name for a charge. Wet reckless charge, which places her on a 12-month probation and requires a completion of a DUI education program. A wet reckless charge.
Okay.
Sounds like prom night, right?
Right. It doesn't sound like a charge they'd put on you at the,
It's a fun charge.
Katie, are you a fan of the Pussycat Dolls?
I mean, I was back. Don't you think your girlfriend was hot like me? And back in the day, I was a fan.
You probably tore that up at the club. You grinded on somebody to that song.
Loosen up my buttons, babe.
loosen up them buttons. So they have canceled all but one of their North American reunion tours. They're still going to perform at the Out Loud Music Festival in West Hollywood in June, whatever the hell that is. But it sounds like they weren't selling any tickets. They don't have the pull that they used to. They said, after taking an honest look at North America's run, we've made the difficult and heartbreaking decision to cancel all but one of the dates. Womp, 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 womp.
Man, I just, you know what I loved about them, though, is they had so much girl drama, and they were, like, transparent about it. So if you remember, there was one time where, like, one of the girls tried to go to the front and sing in front of one of the other girls, Nicole. I don't know if you remember
back in the day.
She was the head girl. Like, if you think Pussycat Dolls, that's probably who you remember from the group. But one of the other girls tried to step in front of her during a number, and oh my goodness, she was like, oh, heck to the nah. She did.
What did she say?
Oh, heck to the nah. She did. She
I'm
said
save that.
That
audio. Oh, heck to the nah. Cute. And then rich people problems. Jeff Bezos is reportedly selling already his $500 million super yacht because it is too big. It is too huge to manage, is the quote. Not only does that thing... Stop it now. Not only does that thing float around on its own, it has a ship that has to go around with it as well. It's a support ship that costs $75 million just to make sure it gets to its locations okay. One of the things in this story is talking about how they are they don't like it because they have to park it with like the big industrial ships because none of the smaller ports will accept this size of yacht. So they've got to park it with like the cargo ships and the oil tankers and things like that. And that's just not, you know, Jeff Bezos glamour.
It's not a good look.
They're having ship regret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who would buy that?
$500 million? Going to put that thing on eBay? Like, how do they get rid of that?
Put it on Nextdoor?
Like, I know. How do you get rid of that?
What do we got in sports?
Well, a baseball fan of the Red Sox experienced probably one of the worst public humiliations yesterday. He did the whole nine yards, put himself and the girlfriend on the Jumbotron, got down on one knee, asked for her hand in marriage.
She said no.
And she looked so disappointed. I think she might have nodded her head yes. It's a little hard to see in the video.
She didn't want that proposal.
It was an absolute rejection. He tried to kind of fix the whole situation by leaning in for a kiss, and she kind of pulled back from that kiss.
Oh, no.
And the whole thing was made way worse because the billionaire owner, the wife of the owner, John Henry, was the one who videotaped all of this. And she put congratulations to Douglas and now fiance Sarah Lynn. And she posted that to her social media. And this is, again, the wife of the owner of the Red Sox. And in the background of her own video, which she didn't edit, you hear a man go, oh, she doesn't look very happy.
No.
It was the most, I mean, truly, like, I had secondhand embarrassment watching this. I felt so, if you are going to do this at a sporting event, make sure that she is into it.
Yeah.
Like, you've always said, Katie, that you are into this.
Yeah, that's your thing.
I'm not the norm. Most ladies don't want to be proposed to
no.
on the Jumbotron.
That's a horrible idea.
So just don't.
She was the exact opposite of Katie Cat here.
Oh.
And I watched this video and I like had to click out of it. I was like, okay, I got the gist of it. So shout out to Douglas, man. I hope you're doing okay today, buddy, because not only was he rejected in front of 35,000 Red Sox fans, they also lost the game. So.
Oh.
It was the ultimate salt on the wound.
T's and P's, my
dude. Poor guy. Oh, thinking okay. of you, Douglas.
Yeah, we sure are. Okay, how about this gal from Loma? We're excited for her. She's on Farmer Wants a Wife. We got a girly from Colorado representing. Yeehaw. Yeah. So Cassie. She's 29. She's from Loma. Cassie. Over on the western slope. So that's just outside of Grand Junction for people who aren't familiar with Loma. But she's competing for love from Brett Maverick. He is 35. He is a horse and cattle farmer from Savannah, Tennessee. And Cass actually did an interview with a TV station over on the western slope. And it made me giggle a lot. Yeah. So she's looking for love from a
farmer.
She's
super cute.
Do you ever watch
super cute.
The show? And like, it's funny what they make them do. I mean, they do make them endure things that you would see on a farm. Like, they are feeding the cattle. They're cleaning things. They're building things. I mean, it is quite.
Do they have to put the big rubber arm glove on and do the thing to the cow?
Check the calf?
I think that's designated to doctors. But
no, you can do that. That.
I don't think random people just do that.
Absolutely, they do. Absolutely.
Well, the farmer does. I don't think the contestants would.
Well, that's farm life. That's Katie said she's got to do farm stuff. So
he goes, okay,
you
got to
go elbows deep.
No,
in
but
that cow.
I don't think that's part of, I think like designated people
Watch
get
out,
to do
they
that.
Kick.
I know you think I'm watching City Slickers too much.
The
they don't let
does
just
it.
Anybody do that.
No, but the farmer
like,
does.
Oh yeah, the farmer Katie, the farmer.
So she's gonna be
do.
With a farmer.
Yes, but I'm just saying, like, she wouldn't have to do that.
She's like,
she,
so what am I feeling for?
It. She might watch it.
But
I,
if you're gonna be with a farmer on a farm,
so
you gotta
funny.
Learn how to do things.
Your vision of being on a farm, like, she,
what is your vision? Just drinking lemonade and sweet tea and rocking
on
in
a
hammock?
Farm, I know what it is, but they're not going to have them deliver a cow. That's not part of it, but it's not.
What is your vision of farm life?
Again, you feed the animals.
You play with the goats
sure,
all day.
No, you feed the animals. Yeah. You ride the horses. You make sure the pig's den, their little sty is clean as much as a pig's sty can be clean.
Yeah.
I've been on a farm. I grew up in a very farm agriculture community.
You bet.
Like, I know what a farm looks like. Homie. Okay.
You know what it looks like, but it sounds like you don't know what goes on there.
Yes, I do. I know I don't put my hand up a cow that is designated to specific people.
I hate when mom and dad fight. I hate
We're not
this.
Fighting. This
Especially
is real life.
About this,
This
right?
is real life.
You do not stick your hand in a
How
cow,
far
Jeremy.
Does the hand go
It's not
go
just
up.
Your hand.
I
it goes elbow deep.
No.
You got to, like, inseminate them.
Well, we can find... Nobody does that. That is not a farmer's job. That is the doctor's job. The doctor comes out. The vet comes out to the farm and does that.
Yeah,
the farmer doesn't
do it.
Need
too.
Okay.
Farmers do it.
Farmers
some
do
some
it.
Of them.
You
of
can
them.
Watch Farmer Wants a Wife on Fox. Season 4 just started April 21st,
I'm not
so
it now.
You've got time to
I was
catch up.
Watch it. I'm not going to watch it now just because of this conversation.
Tonight. There's a new episode tonight.
Good.
You can
Guess
see.
Who's not going to watch it?
See if
this
you've
guy.
Got their arm all the way up a cow. I bet you they don't. Okay.
You know what?
<We do. laughs>
How does the cow feel about this?
I know. Nobody's even asked the cow their thoughts on
You know
the
what?
Whole
the cow
thing.
Might be into it.
Okay. Well.
Side note, though. She's really
is
cute.
That.
This little contestant.
No, she is really cute. She is really cute. So we will give her that. But
I don't think her arm's long enough.
You don't?
She's very petite.
So see, she's not going to do it. That's not her job. You know
Glad
who else
we
want to give a shout out to before we wrap it up is
who?
The teachers
Cows?
And nurses who listen every single day. We love you so much. It is Teacher Appreciation Week next week, I believe. Is okay, so Teacher Appreciation Week wraps up on the 8th, and then Nurses Appreciation Week is the 6th through the 12th. So they kind of overlap a little bit, but there are some specials and deals for everybody out there. Applebee's, Buffalo Wild Wings, we've got Chipotle, Einstein Brothers, Insomnia Cookies. So many different ways for you to get deals for Teacher and Appreciation Week. And then we also have some Cinco de Mayo deals, because today is Cinco de Mayo on top of Taco Tuesday.
There you go.
There it is. There it is. And a lot of the Cinco de Mayo festivities were over the weekend, but McGregor Square, as long as it holds out for the weather, I haven't heard anything about it being canceled, but they've got celebrations there at McGregor Square, handcrafted goods, local vendors, All Latin right. beats, and more. So admission is free if you want to go out to McGregor Square, but other deals that you can get your hands on, Voodoo Donuts. You've got 7-Eleven, Chipotle, Chili's, Moe's Southwest Grill on the border. Taco Bell. So All many right. places for you to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Awesome.
And if you know of any local spots, please text us so we can give them a shout out for either the nurses, teachers, or Cinco de Mayo. 303-691 1649. Please just shoot us a text and let us know.
Speaking of the text line, thank you to all the farmers writing in saying, yes, Katie, Jeremy's right. Farmers do that. And
okay.
A special shout out to Sean, who is a girl, actually had to do that when she was 12 to hold a calf in.
Oh, how did you do that?
No.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It is definitely time to join us for the most fun portion of this morning show. It's called Fast Five. It's our fun game that we do each and every day. It has absolutely exploded. Families love it. The kids love calling in. Parents, we'll give your kiddos a shout out. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you'd like to call in and play Fast Five, we'll get you on the air, find out who the heck you are. Get to know you a little bit, and then I'll throw a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. If you've never played before, would love to chat with you. Love to get you on the air. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you here in the studios to play Fast Five, which is brought to you by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Give us some examples, Katie.
Okay, so you've asked for things like five actors who have played Batman villains. Also, five fictional dinosaurs. The one that won it yesterday was Jake. He could name five things that you'd give up for the gas prices right now. No problem. So, a little tongue-in-cheek. You never know what you're going to get, and that is the charm of Fast Five with the categories.
There you go. You're probably sitting in traffic right now, twiddling your thumbs, so give us a call. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, don't hang up. Our producer guy, Josh, is in the next room working through all these calls, getting everybody prepared off their speakerphones, off their Bluetooths. What are we playing for today?
Charlie Puth is going to be at Belco Theater on Sunday, and you'll be there too because you'll score a pair of tickets to see him if you win Fast Five with us today. So good luck.
Boom.
It's going to be a great show.
Boom! 303-691-1649 if you'd like to play Fast Five. All right. Who we got? Oh, no. It's a Karen. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Oh, she sounds nice. No. She sounds so sweet.
Are you a friendly Karen?
Oh, I'm a very gentle and nice Karen.
Okay. Because if you lose today, I don't want to see a bad Yelp review from you.
I'm not old enough for Yelp.
Okay.
All right, good. What are you doing today, Karen?
Good, Karen?
Sweet Karen.
I'm just working.
Womp womp. How do you make a paycheck?
I'm an eye doctor.
Oh, nice. That's a good job.
See,
what
clearly.
Is the weirdest thing you've ever seen in somebody's eye? But that's like PG. Ooh,
a taser dart thing for someone who got tased.
In the eye?
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, they missed.
Oh.
Right in the eye, huh?
I can't even
imagine. Yeah, better than a Stanley Cup lid or whatever it was.
Yeah, that's right.
Earlier.
The thermos lid.
I'll take the taser.
So were you able to save their vision?
Yeah, thankfully it didn't go through the eyeball. It was like in the orbit, like around the eyeball.
Good God, Karen. That makes me all cringy right now. I hate eye stuff. So
even the puff, that thing that does the puff in your eye, I'm always like, ah!
Funny. All right, Karen. Well, thank you for making us all cringe. And now let's do some Fast Five with you. In 10 seconds, give me, I guess this could be... I think if there's any women named this name, I think so. In 10 seconds, give me any famous people named Sean. Go.
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Sean.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a bunch of them, but you probably got the best one, the most iconic.
Yeah.
I nailed one.
You did.
Yes. Where's my saber? Karen, it was awfully nice of you to join us this morning. You have a great day, and be careful out there in the weather, all right?
Will do. Thank you.
Right, bye,
Karen.
There she goes. We got Liz. Whoa, Liz.
Good morning.
Hi. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
I am.
Yeah, could you get off? Josh is supposed to be telling people
to
get off.
I sure can.
All right. We'll just
okay,
hang out.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah,
can you hear me better?
Oh, wow.
We got you.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow, what a sultry voice you have.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you bet. What are you doing today?
On my way to drop off my kid at school and then off to work.
All right, give your kid
can
a shout-out.
Can I give
out.
My daughter? Yeah, she asked for it. Shout-out to Violet, Northeast Elementary in Brighton.
Whoop, whoop.
Hi, Violet.
Okay. We're gonna have to listen to it because she's in the back seat and I'm not on Bluetooth.
You're
or
not on
speaker.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, we'll make this a podcast. You can go back and listen to it later. You and little Violet.
Yay
for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right, no sequels. But in 10 seconds, I need you to give me 5 movies starring the very talented Kevin Costner. Go.
Dances with Wolves.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Why don't I know these now?
Did that thing happen where you like completely seized up?
I was like, who's Kevin Costner?
I know,
never
right?
heard of Kevin Costner.
All of a sudden it was gone.
Kevin, I've never heard of the name Kevin. What a unique name,
right,
Kevin. Because
you can see him and you can see the movies.
Yeah.
Like...
Remember Field of Dreams and The Bodyguard and many, many more.
I just remember Robin Hood.
Yeah, Lizzie Liz.
Yeah.
Well, you and Violet have a super dupes day, Liz. Yes. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Can I just put you on speaker and have you tell her super dupes day?
Yes.
All right, go
let's
ahead.
Do it.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry.
Nothing but time, Liz.
It's all good.
We got nothing but time for you.
I'm going to say hi to Violet.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, it's okay. Well, it's all good.
You let her.
Here we go.
Are you on it?
Yeah.
Hi,
Violet. Violet, have a super dupes day at school, okay?
Okay.
Right. Be nice to your mom.
Bye, sweetheart.
All right. Bye, Violet. Bye, Liz. Have a good day.
Oh, I loved that.
My God.
She's such a good mom.
Hi, Haley.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hey. Tell me something
How
good.
How you doing? It's snowing in Longmont.
Is it? Yeah. We got a nasty stretch coming up here.
You're already getting the snow, huh?
Yucky.
Ugh.
Yeah. All right. Coming down.
Get your flashlights out. They're saying we might lose power.
No.
Oh no.
Oh, Lord.
Cement-like snow is
cement-like.
What they're calling it. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my Haley. Goodness gracious me. All right, Haley. All right. This one, I guess it's kind of subjective, but I think you know. I think you're going to know about this one. Okay, in 10 seconds, give me 5 generally healthy cereals. Go.
We got Wheaties. There is Life. There is Honey Bunches of Oats. Cheerios.
Oh, you got 4.
Yeah, we would have probably given you 4.
Yeah.
You just need a little Special K and grape nuts in there. Okay?
Cornflakes.
Something with Kashi, the Kashi brand that gives you explosive diarrhea. Haley.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You
think
don't
about
start
that.
Your day
now.
With that? No.
Sure, you do. Right. It's like a cleanse.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for letting me pay.
Bye, Haley. See
Bye,
you later.
Bye, Haley.
All right.
Everybody is thinking about explosive diarrhea now. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Hey, girl, are you going on a field trip today?
I don't think so anymore, but... Yeah.
Oh. Well, I know they think they're looking to cancel the Rockies game even already tonight, so...
Yeah.
Where were you supposed to go?
They were supposed to go to the Denver Zoo, but I don't think that's going
to
be enjoyable.
Not a good day to go to the zoo.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Not it today.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, not at all.
That's okay. I was a chaperone once for my kiddos with the zoo, and I'll never do that again because you walk in the front doors and they all scatter.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
It was the worst experience of my life.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, I'm supposed to keep track of 10 kids, and it's like, boom, gone.
Right. You're like, well.
Yeah, like herding cats.
It really is. Right? Okay, what do I have? Okay, do you like to go fishing?
Not exactly.
I like to go fishing. Fishing for compliments. Okay, in 10 seconds, give me 5 things that you'd probably find in a tackle box. Go.
Lures, hooks, worms, bobbers, part of an extra pole.
All day. All day she got that, Jeremy.
Part of an extra pole?
Yeah,
like
you
the
got
entire
spare
pole in a tackle bag?
No, you got spare parts. You got those little things.
The pole,
that the, yeah, of the pole.
You're
you have
a pole?
You have the
in
little,
that little tackle box?
Yes, absolutely. You have the little
pole?
Hooks. The little hooks. And the little line and all
yeah,
the stuff,
the hook
and
the line.
Handle.
The
you have
pole?
An extra. You have an extra handle for your pole because if it falls
yeah,
off,
like,
you need to put it back on. Oh, yes, all day
I'm
she
part of,
got
like, the
that.
Reel?
Yes,
that's
yes.
a different thing. The pole and the reel is a different
it's
thing.
It's in the tackle box, though.
It's still part of the
you
pole.
You said extra pole.
Yeah, you said
like
extra
that
part
big
of the
long pole.
And
you
the
shove
pole
in the
and
tackle
the reel
box?
Are not two different things. It's all part of the fishing pole. So if you have parts for your reel in there, that's
no,
still
the
part
reel
of the
and
pole.
A pole is two different things.
No, it's not. It's part
all
of the
day
fishing
long, it's
pole.
Two
no, it's
things.
Not a fishing
listen,
pole.
Listen, you've already been wrong multiple times.
I don't
on
care.
The show
no,
today.
So have you. Mm-mm. You're wrong all day. Mm-mm. No, I will fight you for this one. She gets it.
Courtney
is our winner all day.
Would you like to see us wrestle, Courtney?
For you.
Yes.
We're wrestling for you, Courtney.
Good God, I'm gonna let
you
win just so Katie pipes down. There you go.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay,
Court. Yay, Court. You did good today. Yeah, I'm in a good mood. I'll give you a poll.
Yes, because she was right.
You.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You're very sweet. Well, we appreciate you having us on in the morning. You be careful.
Can I give a shout out to my daughter, Lexi, who's in the car?
I wish you would.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lexi.
Hi, Lexi. Your Hi. Mama won big. Yay.
Woo.
Woo-woo. You guys go enjoy Charlie Puth. Put you on hold. Josh will come back and tell you all about your prize. And guess what? We can argue about things tomorrow morning yet again, 7:30
Can't
with JKJ.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, on the heels of Spirit Airlines being no more, there is a story out this morning talking about more airline bankruptcies and disappearances could be coming. JetBlue and Frontier facing the highest risk. Oh, our very local Frontier's having issues, huh?
What?
I don't know.
I didn't
I guess
see
I
Frontier
could
coming.
Dig a little deeper on that. I think you said Delta was up there, too.
Yeah, I saw some issues, people, man, you know, complaining about Delta as well. So, you know.
Well, this is why I do road trips. I don't have to worry about all this stuff. Now, you were just on an airplane out to North Dakotas.
I was.
Katie
yeah,
Cat.
Yeah.
Was it fine? Was everything good?
It was okay. Like going to North Dakota, things were a little not okay, actually. Our flight attendant, first of all, was not very nice. Our flight was only half full. And so me and my friend, we were sitting right next to each other and everybody was kind of crammed in the back. And so people were asking the flight attendant if they could move to a seat by themselves, right? And so I asked if I could move up and be in a spot by myself so I could catch some sleep. And she kind of like, she yelled at us. She was just like, you know, both of us were kind of talking to her and she's like, I can't understand what you're saying. But she made it a really big deal in front of everybody and everybody just kind of looked at us and I've never been yelled at a flight attendant but by
usually they're the happiest
attendant.
People
usually
yeah.
they're super nice to you and so it was just like kind of stopped us in our tracks a little bit but then as the flight went on we realized we weren't the only people she had a problem with. She yelled at a baby.
Oh, well, I kind of get
she
that.
Did. I know. She, well, no, but she yelled at like the mom of the baby because the bottle went out into the walking way. And she's like, you better get that bottle out of the walkway or we're going to have some problems. And we all just looked like,
jeez.
That is a poor mom, like trying to deal with a baby on a plane. Like, don't yell at her, you know. And
it's
then,
already hard enough.
I know.
Yeah.
The entire ride to North Dakota was, I thought I was going to freeze to death. Like, it was so cold. I got on this plane, so I'm familiar with plane pressure and the temperature up there in the friendly skies, and so I knew I needed pants, multiple layers with my hoodie, a winter jacket that had a face mask and everything, just in case.
Holy cow.
I wasn't planning
How
on using
it. How cold was this plane?
My face mask didn't even help me.
Holy You
was
look
so
like a
cold.
Terrorist
no,
or
and
something
then
on there.
The funny thing
Were
is,
you flagged?
I'm on the plane, and I'm like so bundled up and freezing, and again, I'm all by myself because I decided to sit way up in the front with nobody else. And so I'm like, maybe this is just really cold up front. Like maybe this flight attendant made it super freezing while I'm way up here by myself. And then as we're all getting off the plane, everybody I feel like is just kind of afraid to talk because they're just like, is she going to yell at us again? What's going to happen? Hmm. But then somebody said, that was the coldest flight I've ever been on. And that's all it took.
Instantly validating.
Everybody spoke up. Like, I was shaking. Like, everybody was absolutely frozen in that plane. So on the way back, we made sure to tell the flight attendant, hey, it's really cold. Can you please turn up the heat? And they had no problem turning up the heat. Like, they can do that. They can keep the cabin warm or cold, so they have options to do that. But it just shocked me. I've never had a flight experience like that where the flight attendant was, like, bothered by everybody on that plane.
I guess everybody has bad days at work.
I guess
and,
they
you
do.
Know, I kind of get it because, my God, if you're dealing with hundreds and hundreds of people on a day-in, day-out basis, personalities, issues, you know, and complaining, you're probably going to be kind of, you know, pissy at some point.
Yeah,
you'll
but
take
we
it
all
out
deal-
on the North Dakota flight.
We all deal with that, and you still got to keep your stuff in check. Like, wow. You know, that's the thing is it's like that doesn't give people an excuse to be rude to other people.
Maybe that was just her personality.
Maybe it
she
was.
She didn't have, like, a chipper personality.
Maybe it was. That's not the job
babies.
For you. That's not the job for you, ma'am. Like, wow. Maybe go work in the shipping department of Amazon where you only talk to boxes. But planes with people, not the job for you. Right?
Funny.
At least that's the way I that's what I gathered from it.
Were things better when you got to the hotel?
I mean, they were all right. Like, it's funny because, like, my sister and I and my friend were all staying at the same hotel. It was the same place where we were throwing the surprise party for my brother. So we thought we were doing everything right. Convenience factor. It's the nicest hotel in town. So we were super excited to get two nights at a really, really good deal. But we showed up to it and, we get into the room and the first thing we notice is there's no hand soap. And so we're trying to, like, wash our hands and we're like, how do we wash our hands? So on our way out, we go to the front desk and we just mentioned to the guy, hey, there's no hand soap in our room. Is there any way we can get some? And he was just like, oh, actually, we ran out of hand soap. We're kind of just using the body wash in the bathtub.
Like shower gel?
Because they don't even have, like, you know how a lot of hotels have the things that you can take home,
the travel size.
So this was a hotel that had it in the big jug in the bathtub
right.
that
you
just
squirt. Yeah.
So a lot of places are doing that now.
Who trusts those?
I know. So then they're like, we've just been using the bath, you know, the bath stuff. And I was just like, okay.
How does a hotel,
like,
run out of soap?
I know. And then, so I was just like, going to use it for a little bit until I made my way to Walmart to find some hand soap, and I mentioned it to my sister. I was like, do you guys have any hand soap? And she's like, oh no, but it's fine, we're just using body wash. And I was like,
is this a thing?
You're fine with that? Like, you know,
well, I guess it's for you. I mean, it's all encompassing. It says body.
Soap is soap.
Soap
like,
is
we're,
soap.
We're washing our hands. That is what matters. So then we look into our bathtub and our body wash is out. So we don't even have any body wash. And so
did you resort to the shampoo?
We go back down and I tell him, or actually at this point I told the maid because she was cleaning the room and everything. And so I asked her, I'm like, hey, we're all out of body wash in here. Can we get a new container of body wash? And she was like, actually,
we're kind of out of
body wash right now. And I was like,
what kind of two-star hotel did you stay at?
And it's the nicest one in town. So we were like, I don't know. So then I went to my mom and I told her, because at this point we're using shampoo to wash our hands.
Well, soap
right?
is soap, I guess.
Soap is soap. Exactly what my mom says.
Soap is soap.
And so I asked my mom, I was like, well, do you have any hand soap that we can bring back to the hotel? And she's like, of course I do.
She's like, I'm using shampoo.
She goes back to the bathroom and she comes back out. Actually,
is there a soap shortage in North Dakota right now?
I know. And then the fact that everyone was just okay with it. The fact that everybody
life's
said,
a little different.
Well, don't you have shampoo you can wash your hands with? I was like, well, yeah, but that's not my hair.
Hey,
like,
soap is soap.
Soap
hey?
Is soap. I heard that so
just
many times.
Don't smell the sheets because they were out of sheets soap, too. What a rinky-dink hotel.
I know. How funny.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This is the part of the program where we read a listener message that came in and you guys get to sound off about it because they need some advice. So phone lines are wide open. Text line is wide open. Would love to talk to you guys. This is from Britt in Littleton, Brittany in Littleton. I'm a stepmom of two girls, 12 and 14, and after years of slowly earning their trust, we're finally in a good place. Which is why I feel like I'm about to mess things up. So she goes on to say, the other night they came into my room and said, we need to tell you something, but you have to promise not to tell our dad. And I promised, which now I feel like was a huge mistake. Both girls admitted they've been secretly messaging boys.
Uh-oh.
Ew. She says, nothing inappropriate, nothing scary. I saw the messages. It's just normal middle school crush stuff. But their dad has a very firm no dating until high school rule, and they know he would not be okay with this. They kept saying, please don't tell him, he'll freak out. And honestly, they're probably right. So she says, now I'm stuck. If I tell my husband, I break their trust and maybe ruin some years of progress. If I don't, I'm hiding something from him about his own daughters and going against a rule that he clearly set. So what matters more here, protecting the bond I've built with the girls or being honest with dad? Then she goes, thoughts? I'll be listening. And that is from Brittany in Littleton. So if you're a step-parent or just a parent in general that would like to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, I've never had to deal with this in my life, but I would imagine, you know, girls that are aged 12 to 14.
Yeah.
That's probably a hard friendship to crack when you're a stepmom, right?
Well, yeah. And just being a girl at that age is hard. And not to completely dismiss the dad here, but I kind of feel like she has better knowledge of what those girls are going through right now with those boys, right? Like, she could probably steer them in the right direction. Dad has the typical dad stance of, you're never going to date.
True.
You'll forever be my baby. And that's, that's a parent thing. And I get that. Like, that's totally, you know, okay. But I think it's hard when girls get into this stage because you don't want to shame them. You don't want them to think they're doing anything wrong by talking to somebody that they're attracted to or just interested in, you know? So you've really got to be careful with this situation. And I just feel like the stepmom's, the whole relationship with these girls,
But rules is rules, right?
I'm leaning on the side of maybe she, tells the dad there's something going on, but lets him know I can handle this. Like, I've right. got a handle on this. You don't need to freak out. You don't need to, you know, flex and let them know that you're the boss, because that's right. not needed here.
But again, he's just being the parent, and he's laid down a rule, and the rule's a rule sometimes.
It is, but
this could be all starting innocent too with these girls, and it could trickle into something that's not so innocent. Dad is worried.
But
something
the stepmom would know better than, I think, the dad, because she also went through it as a girl.
Unless they don't tell the stepmom.
Unless they don't tell her, yes. But I think that, again, her whole point there is that she's seen the messages. She knows that they're innocent, and she's just trying to...
For now.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
She's just trying to do the right thing.
Here's what we're going to do. I see the phone lines already ringing, so if you'd like to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691 1649. Should Brittany in Littleton tell her husband that his two girls, 12 and 14, are talking to boys when he doesn't want that going on? We want your calls and comments next. It is Sienna. Hi, Sienna.
Hi there.
Good morning. What do you say this Show Wants to Know segment?
Actually, I think this is a really great opportunity for the stepmom to encourage honesty and open communication with the dad, and to kind of coach the girls into how to do that in tough situations and tough conversations. And I think that builds even more trust.
I love it. Because, there are two parents in this situation, and you start, with one little secret, what's next? Next thing you know, you're keeping 20 secrets from dad, It's not healthy.
Exactly. And that puts the strain on that relationship with the dad and the stepmom. So I just think this is a really good opportunity to coach the girls on how to have difficult conversations with a parent.
Yeah. And dads should be involved, too.
Yeah.
Dads need to be involved, especially with their little girls. Absolutely.
Well, and the stepmom can still say, I'm on your side. I just feel like we need to include your dad because he needs to know this about you.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes what we think is going to be a huge consequence or a huge judgment actually isn't, and it opens opportunity to show your family members, maybe there is a softer, approachable side to you that maybe they think there's not.
That's a really good point.
Boy, you're so wise.
I know.
look at you all mature and smart. Whatever.
It's only because I've been there, done that more times than I have wanted to be.
But you know what? That's why we do this segment, because our listeners who write in need people's advice who've gone through it, just like you, Sienna.
Yeah, so. You've been in their shoes.
Thank you for having us on. Thank you for having the courage to call us. You're the best.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well.
Bye.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Well, all right, what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with Sienna, but the other thing I would say is when you were initially reading that, Brittany had said dating. And I think texting and dating are two entirely different things.
Yeah.
If you're just texting and you're just talking on a text, then that's one thing. And I still think, I agree with Sienna, I still think it's a good idea to teach the girls how to talk to dad, because he's not the bad guy. He's the good guy.
Right. But the bottom line is dad's just kind of, you know, looking out for him, right? Like, he's not being a monster.
Yeah. No. No. So I think, truthfully, I don't think that that's a huge thing. And when you don't make it a huge thing, then it's not going to be a huge thing for the girls to talk to their dad. You got to remember, as soon as you start blowing it out of proportion, that's when kids start going, oh my gosh, it's going to freak out.
Absolutely.
So you got to keep it really on the down low and real cool. Oh, okay, you're talking, okay. But this is something we need to talk to dad about, because he's just concerned, and this is how you show him you're being responsible.
Boy, another very wise call.
Well, and such
good
points.
I'm going to put you on hold, Leon. Your phone kind of sucks, but very wise call.
Well,
very good.
Well, with the kids, they take their cues from you. So if you freak out, that gives them justification. I knew you were going to freak out, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You really, that is such a good tip.
Or if you say, yeah, I'm not going to tell your dad, it does teach the girls, too, that it's okay to keep all these secrets, you know?
And the keeping secrets part is not okay. But again, like, you can still have their side. I think that's the thing, is kids just want you to understand them. They want to have a little control in their life, and just you being on their side gives them a little bit of that, you know?
Here's a guy's perspective. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody?
Hi. Well, we're super dupes, buddy. What are your thoughts on this?
A few thoughts. As a Brady Bunch household myself, I think the line are, you're always a parent first, right? She wants to be a little bit of their friend, but that doesn't work out, right? You always got to parent first, and then the friendship can happen. There is a better way to do it than not, but you have to be honest with the parents, because if parents aren't on the same page, you can't make the proper decision. And when lying starts happening, that's when problems really start to arise.
Yeah, because I mean, look at from the dad's point of view, he finds out that this is going on and Brittany hasn't been telling him, it's just going to turn into an argument within them, you know, and trust issues within them, and that's going to be horrible.
So I think if she's honest with the dad, they can talk about it before he reacts to the daughters.
Yeah,
and totally.
She can get her perspective, and that's totally fine, right? But she can't keep it from him. That just creates bigger issues than the one that girls are, you know, the girls will get over it, right? They're his kids.
Yeah.
They'll move on in life. The next problem will happen, the next boy will come, or whatever happens, and so move on.
Yeah.
But the lying will stick around.
And you're in the thick of it, buddy. You're an expert with your Brady Bunch family. Thank you, John, for the call. Really appreciate you guys. I know, right? Or you just take their phones and throw them in the trash, right?
Well,
you can do that too.
Yeah, there's part, because that's the thing is, like, nowadays with kids, they have all the code words. They've got all the sneaky apps that they can text on. You know what I mean? So I think we got a text from Sherry who kind of reminded me. I remember with baby Nana, it was like that. You have to check all the apps on their phone because they can hide messages and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you've really got to dive in if you want to keep them safe. And she said that she dealt with the same thing where it was not innocent on the other person's part. So the boy who was texting her daughter was asking for naughty things, you know, so they had to shut it all down, take the phone away, take the laptop away, and that can happen. So it's just important to know what's going on with your kiddos.
Consensus is have a talk with the girls, understand what they're going through, and then just be like, hey, we do need to talk about this with your dad as well. We got to bring him in the loop. I think that was generally the consensus.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go, Brit no from secrets. Littleton. No secrets, girlfriend.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, I think the biggest story of the day is over the next few hours, the snow. The snow rolling into town. It's supposed to get kind of nasties. It's going to get nasties. For your drive home, it's going to freeze a little bit overnight.
Yeah.
The commute to work tomorrow morning is going to suck.
They're saying cement-like. And again, phrase is just get... I don't even know what that means. I've never heard it mixed with
wet
snow before, but that's exactly I'm imagining.
Yeah, it is definitely one of those days where you go and pull the flashlights out just in case. Yeah. Some candles. Be ready because they're saying they could have power issues this evening with this heavy, wet snow. And, of course, your tree branches, your tree limbs. Go outside and knock them off because the poor trees are going to be like, this is heavy.
I can't
this
do it.
Really heavy.
I can't do it. It's May. We're not supposed to be doing this.
It's so heavy. I'm seeing numbers all over the place still as far as accumulation. The last I saw was 8 inches in Denver. Down south, 10 inches. I don't know. It's going to be all over.
And that's
and then Estes Park was like 9 feet.
I know. Estes Park is like the thing everyone keeps mentioning and just throwing it out there like, wait till you see what Estes Park
it's like
gets.
The bullseye for some reason.
I know. So, yeah, just be careful because you never know what's going to happen with Colorado weather.
Hey, watch out, guys. Go put your snow brush back in your car. I did this morning as I was walking out. I saw it leaning up against the wall in the garage. I was like, oh, I better toss that back in the car immediately.
I'm going to need you later.
Okay, so this is funny. I saw three different headlines this morning, and I just jotted them down, and I'll just read you the headlines. This is like peak 2026 here. CNBC had a headline that said interest rates have made it too expensive to buy a house.
Yep.
The New York Times had a headline that said it's too expensive to sell a house.
Yep.
And the Wall Street Journal said it's too expensive to own a house.
Yep.
Same three headlines this morning. I was like, I got to write these down. So it's too expensive right now to buy, sell, or own a home. Good luck, everybody.
So renting an apartment's okay.
Yes.
I'm doing
God,
life
even
right.
Even rent is stupid right now. Man, it's expensive. Anyway, that kind of made me laugh this morning. This also made me laugh because, you know, they're putting all these protections up for kids when they download apps and, you know, making it harder for them to get onto, like, social media sites and all that kind of stuff. Because they got to do all these age verifications and facial verifications. Well, this story is talking about how kids are just going on and putting in fake birthdays, okay?
Yeah.
That's an easy one around that. And then when the app or whatever service is asking for a picture to confirm your age or facial recognition, they're putting fake mustaches on themselves. So they're either wearing one or drawing fake mustaches on the picture and uploading that picture, and they're bypassing the age verification systems. Because the age thing is like, yeah, you look good to me.
I mean, he's growing his dad.
He looks like Wyatt Earp. We'll let you on to chat snap.
You know what? Enjoy it while it lasts, kids, because Australia banning social media for kids under 16. I think that's just the way things
That was
things
one
are
of
going.
The places it was going.
Yeah.
It was in Australia. That's one of the main things they point out is in Australia, they're just drawing mustaches on their faces.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to have to get on that. But I see this happening all over the place because it's smart. I'm glad they're doing it.
Well, they're trying, but you know, kids, they'll get around it. Yeah. They're smart. What else is going on? Amazon founder Bezos is allegedly selling his massive super yacht because of operational difficulties related to its enormous size. 417 feet long, and it's too hard to manage. Been there. I have been there.
Hmm.
So after 4 years, they're saying, I'm going to throw this up for sale. Now, get this. This yacht actually has a little... friend that like tags along with him. It's got another boat that has to ride along with him to make sure they can get in and out of like tight spaces and stuff. So it's like another $75 million boat. It's got to like tag along his own little tugboat. So he's getting rid
of it. His boat needs a friend. So
his
it's not lonely.
A buddy.
It's a lonely
Jeez.
Boat. Yeah.
This yacht he has a glass bottom pool, three different jacuzzis, a helipad, accommodations for 18 guests. That's it. And then it's got that giant wooden sculpture on the front resembling Lauren Sanchez on the front.
Oh,
God is right. I'll give you one more thing. Katie, were you a Pussycat Doll fan?
I followed them back when they were big.
Same.
Right?
Had all their t-shirts and posters.
Loosen up my buttons, babe.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've canceled all but one of their tour dates that they had lined up for the North American reunion tour. Their quote is, after taking an honest look at the North American run, we've made the difficult and heartbreaking decision to cancel all but one of the dates. Because ain't nobody buying tickets to the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, man.
Boy. Poor Nicole Schlesinger.
That's who we know as the Pussycat Doll was the front and center one. But, man, they had drama attached to their group. And that's, I was here for it. I was. Yeah.
Nicole Schlesinger.
Exactly. Yeah.
Didn't she go on to do something else?
She's on Broadway. She actually just wrapped up Broadway, and then she was on The X Factor.
Yeah, she was on a reality show or something.
Yeah, so she's done a few things since the end of
Broadway,
the Pussycat Dolls. Yeah, she just wrapped up something on Broadway.
Now starring Nicole Schnitzelmeyer.
Yeah, her.
Yeah. What's sports stuff?
Well, it was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day for a man named Douglas who decided to bring his girlfriend to a Red Sox game. Sounds fun, right? Well, he decided to surprise said girlfriend and found him and her on the Jumbotron, and he got down on one knee and decided that's the place to pop the question to his girlfriend, Sarah, and she was not having it.
Oh, no!
She looked so awkward. She kind of shook her head like, what are you doing? Please don't do this. He gets down on knee, looks up at her. She puts her hand out to kind of say yes, but like gives a look of like, we're talking about this later.
Yeah.
And then he tried to kind of save face and fix the whole thing and kind of lean in for a kiss. And she allows it, but also kind of pulls back a little bit. And so he kind of got rejected in front of 35,000 Red Sox fans. And then on top of that, it was filmed by not only the one and only person, the Red Sox owner's wife, saying, oh, congrats to the newly, you know, engaged couple. And while that video is being filmed in the background, you hear a guy go, he doesn't look very, or she doesn't look very happy in the background of the video.
You gotta edit that out.
You have to edit that out. Why would you post that to your millions of followers on social media? And on top of that, the Red Sox also lost the game.
Oh,
it was a horrible day for Dougie.
Many sad things.
Poor Douglas was rejected and his team lost. I mean, it was so embarrassing, Katie. I watched the video. Seriously, one of the cringiest things I've
ever
seen.
Yeah, that's kind of on him, though. He should know better than whether his significant other wants the Jumbotron proposal. I would love it.
You gotta ask her, right?
Yeah.
You have to ask.
I would love something like that, but I'm a huge sports fan. The majority of women I know don't want that as their proposal. In fact, that's like a nightmare scenario for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm just like, he should have figured that out before he did all that, right?
Poor, poor Sarah and Douglas.
Gosh. All right, well, hey, this gal from Loma, Colorado on Farmer Wants a Wife, making our local news today. She's representing Colorado. So Cassie is 29. She's from Loma over on the Western Slope. For those not familiar, it's right outside of Grand Junction. That's where they have Country Jam every year.
Yeehaw!
That's where I've heard of it.
So now you know.
Okay,
yeah.
She's super pretty. I looked her up.
She's very pretty.
She's really cute.
And she is competing for love from Brett Maverick, who's 35, horse and cattle farmer from Savannah, Tennessee. And
that's his real name.
His name is Brett Maverick. Yes.
Doesn't that sound like a model or something?
That's probably why they picked him, though. He's a model farmer.
Hi, I'm Brett Maverick.
Yeah, he takes care of all those animals.
Action
with his
shirt superstar.
Off. He sure does. But she talked about how she was like, you know, I've been on the apps. I've tried to do the traditional dating where it's like you're meeting people in real life. And she's just not finding that one person that she's looking for true love for. So, yeah, she did an interview with a TV station over on the Western Slope and talked about why she joined the show.
Well, sorry, I jumped the gun.
Okay.
That's never happened before.
Ever.
My apologies.
There you go. And she does want to get herself a farmer.
Brett Maverick.
I love it, though, because she is so right about just looking for that slow-paced kind of life. This show really gets into that. I don't understand why they have, like, women from Miami, Florida on there looking for a farmer. Like, they're just looking for Instagram followers. That's not what it is, you know? But the season 4 just started, the one with Cass on it, so you can I've got time to catch up, and a new episode airs tonight on Fox if you want to get in on it. But I'm a fan of this show. I like Farmer Wants a Wife. All right. Elway's in Cherry Creek was torn down yesterday. Did you see this? Yeah, it actually shut down back in 2024 so the Cherry Creek West project could move forward. And the restaurant's owners, of course, Broncos Hall of Famer John Elway and Tim Schmidt opened Elway's Cherry Creek more than 20 years ago. But yeah, that area in Cherry Creek, they're making way for a whole mixed-use development area. So they'll have apartments, more shops, and things like that. But they tore down quite a few buildings in that area. And I believe the Bed Bath & Beyond that was up there, they're using it as like a home base for the construction until they wrap it all up.
That's the Beyond part.
Yeah, that is the only building that's still standing there. Everything else is torn down, so it is quite the sight to see.
I had a couple lunches at that Elway's.
Did you?
Yeah. They had a good salad.
They've been around for more than 20 years, so it's definitely, you know, saying goodbye. It stings a little. But we do have some free things for teachers and nurses because it is Teacher Appreciation Week. That is wrapping up on May 8th. And then National Nurses Appreciation Week. That starts up tomorrow and runs through the 12th. So all kinds of places around the area doing some free stuff like Applebee's, Buffalo Wild Wings, Einstein Brothers, Potbelly. If you know of any local spots, shoot us a text. We'll give them a shout out because we do love that. And Cinco de Mayo also today, falling on a Taco Tuesday, as we said, Jeremy. And they had all the festivities this past weekend, but there are some things at McGregor Square, weather permitting. We haven't got any word that they've canceled those just yet, but it looks like they're going to have some like Latin beats, handcrafted goods, local vendors, and more out there.
I love Latin beats.
I knew you would. I knew that was right.
Not a good day to take the lowrider out, though, fellas. Leave the lowriders at home.
Leave the lowriders at home.
They don't do good in the snow.
Exactly. But there are all kinds of places for you to get Cinco de Mayo deals. A local one I wanted to give you a shout out for is the Dam Grill. And they've got buy one, get one burgers, tacos, fluffy, puffy tacos is what they call them, and all kinds of fun stuff. Again, if you have any local stuff you want us to tell people about, let us know. 303-691-1649. Right? There you go.
That's
There's it. My hype.
There you go. Okay. That's how you wrap it. You're up to date, everybody, with JKJ here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. It's time to send you on your way with some PMI action. A positive, a minus, and something interesting. Who had the P today?
I had the P today. It's because it's involving proposals again. A guy and girl go out to a field where they had a huge white sign that says, "Marry me." It's a beautiful backdrop with the mountains in the background. The man gets on one knee and proposes to the girlfriend and says, "Will you marry me?" Well, the whole reason this is going viral is because the dad is in the background far off on this hill with a sign that says, "Say no."
No.
Oh, no.
It is hilarious. And honestly, the daughter had a pretty good reaction to it. She said she didn't really notice it until she saw the pictures. And the boyfriend, who eventually is now the fiance, says, "I did notice this. The dad actually said something about this as well."
We immediately both started laughing, and my sister was behind us, so we turned around to her like, "Is this real? Like, he really did this?"
He kind of mentioned it, but I thought he was kind of kidding, so I like didn't take him seriously. But I didn't know he was actually going to do it, so I thought it was pretty funny.
Ah, staged.
See, as the boyfriend, though, I'd be like, "Okay, do you mean this? Like, am I getting your blessing or not?" The dad even said later that he had another sign just in case they couldn't see the "say no" that said "reconsider" on the back. So I'm like, this dude's trying to steal the entire show.
Staged.
Why would they do that?
Staged. Well, like, staged.
It's
for viral. But
the video is funny.
Even if they didn't, like, that's just a funny dad thing to do.
Cute.
But
it is. And she had a good, she had a good attitude about it. But the picture did come out hilarious. The dad is just far off in the background. All you see is, "Say no!" Which I could see, Jared, that could be a move you do when your daughter finally gets engaged.
There you go.
It's not like it won't be done.
We're going to go viral.
Yes.
All right, what's the minus?
Hey, the minus has us down in Mississippi for a teenage baseball tournament. And this story has nothing to do with the teenagers playing the game. But the coach for one of the teams, who's also a lieutenant for the sheriff's office, got into a fight with the umpire at the pitcher's mound. So they had to be physically separated. And what started it, old coach was seen elbowing the umpire while they were hashing it out on the bump. And then the umpire pushed old coach, and that's all it took. A full brawl ensued, and both guys were arrested and charged with misdemeanors. So the sheriff's deputy was also fired from his job. So they don't play down in Mississippi, apparently. But the attorney director said it's, quote, "no place for that kind of fighting," and it was caused by stupidity all the way around. You think? We didn't really need a quote for that,
that one. That was a strike.
It's just so funny how you see this at, you know, sports stuff all the time where the parents, the coaches, the umpires get worked up and they're the ones getting in trouble, not the kids who you're supposed to be teaching good sportsmanship and whatnot. So to the jail, to the slammer, they both go.
We had a great event at one of our basketball games a couple months ago when the ref was not doing his job. I mean, he was horrible. And the parents were yelling. And at one point, he just blew his whistle and he goes, "Just shut up. Shut up. You guys can't see blank. Yeah. You can't see blank. Just shut up. Yeah. Just shut up." And it was like he was going to cry because he was like, I don't know, probably in college or something.
Well, and also,
shut up.
Which one of you parents is volunteering your time to get out there and ref these kids? None of them. So, yeah, in case you're willing to suit up.
I think
and
these guys get paid.
Money. Barely. They barely get paid.
Side hustle.
Refs barely make money. That is a side hustle for sure.
Shut up! You don't see anything.
You don't see it.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. Believe it or not, there's people out there who love to go to weddings. What the frick?
Really?
I'd rather throw myself in front of a train down at Union Station. But anyway, if you're somebody who enjoys weddings, there's a new service that'll help get you an invite. Even if you're a complete stranger. Now, the service is called Not a Wedding Crasher. It's a platform that connects couples who have extra wedding seats with guests, allowing random people to attend to help offset wedding costs. And you're like, well, why? Well, for couples, it provides a way to fill last-minute cancellations or otherwise untaken seats. And it'll help meet venue minimums and recoup costs. So anyway, it's a service that you sign up on, and it actually allows the guests to purchase a seat like they're going to a sports event or something. They're verified by a third party. They use IDs and biometric scans, and that information is sent to the couple and the wedding planner, who must approve anyone attending their event.
It's kind of funny. I kind of like the idea.
So it launched about a month ago, and they already have more than 300 potential guests lined up with 10 participating weddings, and they say they don't have a cost on here, because that was one of the big questions. How much does it cost? Well, it probably gets thrown to the wedding couple
as far as how much they
need to recoup and stuff. Yeah. But if you're just looking to go out and have a good time and maybe meet people, a wedding is where it's at, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They say it may seem like a strange experience, but the creators say it's much more natural than you might expect. I mean, think about it. When you're at a wedding, you don't know half the people there anyway, right?
It's a great place. I mean, so people, a lot of people your same age, right?
I will say there was,
you know, you if they're dance. Your friends, so it's like,
why not?
Yeah.
There was one time in college that we were at a golf club and there was a wedding there, and we ended up going, or the reception, we ended up just walking from the golf course to the wedding reception, was totally received perfectly fine, and that was one of the most fun things I'd ever done.
You're
it was
people.
Awesome. But like,
why not?
You're, no, well, now
we had wedding crashers at our wedding.
Now
they
you're
came
respectfully
in to the
crashing.
Reception and they started eating all of our food and everything, and everybody was like, who the hell are these people?
Distant cousins.
They just wandered in from the hotel lobby and started eating all of our food.
No way.
We're like, hey.
I love them.
Anyway, there you go, guys. There's your positive, your minus, and something interesting today with Jeremy, Katie, Josh, and Mix.